Kevin in Hansel and Gretel, written by Sammy. Voice acted by
Kevin.
No.
Sammy.
Noah.
Lily.
Charlie.
And Darson.
Goal.
Exterior forest day. Kevin stands in the forest next to a house made of circus peanuts, milk duds, toothbrushes, Almond Joy, Good and Plenty, and Tootsie Rolls, plus a few handfuls of dog kibble. He is in a black witch hat, black dress with a taped-on prosthetic witch nose and those witch fingers. His face is smeared with green paint. Mwahaha! My candy house is complete. Hansel and Gretel come through the trees, and Kevin quickly goes into his candy house.
I'm so hungry.
Look, a candy house.
They quickly run to the house.
Oh, it's Milk Duds. Alrighty, let's pull sticks for who gets to eat the other's kidney.
Kevin runs out of the house. Wait, what? But I have a house made of candy. Don't you want to eat it?
I don't really like circus peanuts or dog kibble or any of this candy.
But I sold my hoard of toenails just to construct this house. I ate mud and feral children for a month just to pay off its mortgage.
Yeah, sorry, we kind of got to eat slowly eating each other until one prevails and sucks the other's soul, becoming bigger and stronger, the dominant sibling absorbing the other after the womb.
But I loved these foods as a kid. I would beg and beg just for a little crumb. I would do a jig and I would work as a wild boar at the zoo so the children wouldn't find out their beloved Chrome Bull died from eating too many Skittles that Gwyneth Paltrow gave him, getting paid in only a crumb of circus peanut an hour. Gwyneth Paltrow comes in and sits up in Kevin's child cage.
If man can connect with more as man does with Skittles, then how much can activism be done by wild, hairy pigs?
Anyway, children, Hansel and Gretel are gone and had long left. Aww.
Days go by. Kevin gets more and more desperate, trying to get any child he can get his hand grippers onto just to munch on his house.
Cut to exterior forest. 3 days later, Kevin is mangy and flea-ridden. His eyes are bloodshot and the green paint on his face tear-streaked. Suddenly, Jared Leto comes through the trees. Jared Leto! Go away!
Oh, gee, a candy house? Well, slap my gallbladder and call me creamy because I sure love dog kibble. Especially when I'm method acting a dog.
Kevin pulls out a grape and throws it at Jared, who eats it and immediately dies of kidney failure. Via dog method acting. Cut to interior, therapist's office a week later. Kevin is even more diseased and mangy, but is still wearing his witch costume, his mouth foaming and his hair rapidly falling out and landing in his mouth, which he eats. Why can't I be good at luring children to my candy house?
Well, gee, I think you need to shut up, you failure.
Therapist smacks Kevin silly. This isn't ethical.
It is in the state of Canada when your patient is diseased enough.
Therapist takes his skin off, and he's revealed to be Jimmy Kimmel.
Now why don't you give me your rabies foam?
Fade out.